All right, guys, a long list here today. Did not practice. B. Marsh, Derby, Virgil, TJ, Derek Wolf, Matt Paradis, Russell Okon, Chris Harris, Aqib Talib, Darren Stewart, Von Miller, Damaris Thomas, Emmanuel Sanders. Limited, Jared Crick, DeMarcus Ware, and full participants were Trevor Todd, Davis, and Benny Fowler. I think I got them all.
Would it be easier just to tell us who did practice?
Might have been shorter.
Yeah.
They, you know, I had them take a bunch of walkthroughs that we do, but I had them take a day off their legs and practice with young guys. But practice is really good. It's good.
What are your thoughts on Marshall this week?
Brandon, you know, he's still day-to-day process. He actually came out, ran a little bit yesterday, so we've made some strides, but it'll probably be at the end of the week decision again.
How about Derek Wolf with his neck? How he's doing?
Derek's doing good. You know, I don't know if he'll be out here tomorrow or not. You know, we'll see. But I think he's got a good chance to get there, you know, so we'll just stay positive and hopefully he'll get there.
With the game on Christmas night, any plans to make the weekend Christmas Eve, or you wanted to be all business? What's the
take our tree with us? And
yeah.
We got a little dinner planned for the guys. You know, obviously being away from their family, but you know, it's an honor to play. You know, I mean, if you're in this business, you're gonna play on some holidays, and played on Thanksgiving quite a few times, played on Christmas a few times. We're excited about it. You know, obviously, tough team that we're playing. Going to have to go in there and play really well. We'll do a little something night before the game.
This is obvious, but obviously it'll be a better Christmas if you can go there and get a win.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, it's a must-win game for our football team. The players know that. We can't worry about anything else, you know, what's going to happen and stuff. So we got to go in there and beat a really good football team.
They're finding more ways to get Tyreek Hill the ball.
Yeah.
How do you account for him?
Yeah, he's a beast right now. I mean, he's just special teams-wise, we know, you know, the problem he is. And you know, single-handedly gave us fits last time. And then also offensively, he's been getting some things. Took a draw last week, you know, the distance early in the game. So going to find a way to touch it, you know, and hopefully it's our job to do everything we can to limit those touches, you know. So, yeah, he's been special. I think they got more non-offensive touchdowns in football than anybody in this league. So they get points coming from a lot of places.
Has he gotten to the point, Gary, to where the consideration is that you might not kick to him or since he's done?
Well, I think you're obviously trying to do everything you can to limit his ability to return balls. Now, punter mishits a ball or something, there's nothing you can do about it, so you better practice covering and doing a good job about him. But he's very confident. He's going to field everything. He can reverse his field, you know, those type of things. Playing there and weather, it's hard to say you can kick the ball out. You know what I mean? So it's hard to control. Maybe some things you might be able to control a little bit different some other times. Obviously, you know, our three guys that made it, you know, very proud of them. You know, Chris, Aqib, and Vaughn, you know, some special stuff. I had some other guys we feel like, you know, naturally that we feel like deserve to be there. Our two safeties have been special all year long. You know, our two receivers, you know, playing with a first-year quarterback, in my opinion, have played extremely well, too. You know, so Derek's played well. So Matt got a little recognition himself. He's played hurt for his team. So, you know, we're proud of all of our guys, but especially proud of those guys that made it. And who knows, maybe some of those other guys will get a chance to go, too. We'll see. It doesn't look like it, Jeff. Yeah. Actually had a good sit-down with CJ yesterday. He's doing pretty good. The plan is for him to maybe start running here in the next 2 weeks. So, you know, I would say he's probably on course for some time in February, it looks like. So, no, it doesn't look good.
What is going on with TJ?
TJ's in concussion protocol. Came in after the game, wasn't feeling good. He's in protocol. He's doing pretty good. So he's in the testing phase right now. So.
How did CJ take the conversation? I'm talking about –
When you sit down with CJ, you don't talk much. You listen. You know? So, I listened, and he was really good, and I'm you know, really excited for him and his future. You know, we miss him. He knows that. It's been really hard on him, but CJ's a good kid. And I think sometimes when you have to sit back and watch, you realize how special playing is to you, and I think that's kind of what's happened to him, you know. But he's excited to get back to work.
And Virgil seem like they're on track for Sunday?
I would say they're both doing better. Both were sent home today, but they're both doing better. And, you know, we'll see. Obviously, it's a challenge for us right now.
When you've gone back and looked at this Kansas City game, is it
almost a little more painful because it's a game you
yeah.
guys had.
Yeah, it was tough. You know, we kind of lost the game about three different times, you know, but that's the type of team they are, and you got to give them credit. I think they've been in 10-11 one-score football games this year and won eight of them. So, you know, that's what they do, and that's why they're in the position that they're in. So we can't think about the one we lost. We got to go figure out a way to play better than this one.
Was TJ around today?
TJ's around. He and Virgil went through some, you know, the normal protocol testing today. So we'll see.
Okay.
You have a good day.
Thanks.